Okay, can you hear me? Good. Brothers and sisters, when all of our speakers have been heard today, and when this demonstration has concluded, we'll leave here with critical questions that must be addressed. What next for the anti-war movement? Where do we go from here? How can we broaden the movement and win new forces to our cause? How can we help assure that our next demonstration is larger than this one, and that the one after that is larger still? We who are supporters of the National Assembly to end the Iraq and Afghanistan wars and occupations, and we're going to have to add Pakistan to that list, we believe these questions can best be answered by convening a national anti-war conference open to all peace activists who have the opportunity to share their ideas and proposals, to be part of a broad-ranging discussion and debate, and to help make decisions based on one person, one vote, to help make this conference a success. Please join us in Pittsburgh on July 10th through the 12th. And brothers and sisters, we are here to demand two things. One, for the government to bring all the troops home. And two, to bring those troops home when? Thanks, I always have trouble remembering that last word.
A piece of advice to the Obama administration. Don't come up with all new programs to treat the form of suicide epidemic. You send people to war, you get suicide, PTSD, and violence back home. It's an unavoidable equation. If you want to sit with these problems, there's only one. Obama's war. From Howard Zinn. Quote, civil disobedience is not our problem. Our problem is civil obedience.
Yeah.
Let's hear it again for our veterans, folks. Okay. Next we have Marty Webster, who is the national coordinator of the Vietnam Veterans Against the War. Let's hear it for Marty.
Woo! Hey, Marty.
In 1967, 42 years ago, six Vietnam veterans marched down Fifth Avenue, and they saw an individual holding a sign that said Vietnam Veterans Against the War, and they adopted that sign, and an organization formed that is today the oldest and proudest anti-war veterans organization in the world. Paul Simon sang a song, still crazy after all these years. Well, I'm still here after all these years and still organizing after all these years. And we also stand behind our war resisters and our prisoners of conscience. In the beginning, in Vietnam times, VVAW was in the vanguard of the war resistance movement, and we still are today.
Now. Thank you.
Great speakers, and we're going to have to really ask them to cut it short so we can get through, because we want to hear from all of them. And the next is Dave Zirin. He's with the International Socialist Organization and a sports writer for The Nation. Okay, Dave.
Ooh. If you are ready to march on the Pentagon, give me a hell yeah. If you stand with the people of Afghanistan, Iraq, and Palestine, give me a hell yeah. And if you want Barack Michelle, and even Sasha and Malia Obama to hear you, give me a hell yeah. You know, we voted for Obama because we wanted change. But when it comes to Pentagon politics, see, I didn't vote for him either, actually. But when it comes to Pentagon politics, we're not getting change, we're getting more of the same. Say it with me. Not change, more of the same. When it comes to Palestine, not change, more of the same. When it comes to Afghanistan, where we're pouring more troops into that country, not change, more of the same. And when it comes to political prisoners, like Sami Alarian and his family, we're not seeing change, we're seeing what? Where does change come from? It comes from us, because like the great D.C. resident Frederick Douglass said, power concedes nothing without a demand. It never has, and it never will. So one more time, are you ready to march on the Pentagon? Give me a hell yeah! Let's do this. Thank you very much.
All right. Our next speakers, I'll bring them up two at a time. Our next speaker will be Colonel Ann Wright from the U.S. Army Reserves. Resigned from her position in the State Department, we're also going to have with her on stage Madea Benjamin from Code Pink.
Taxpayers to go to killing people in Afghanistan. No. How about in Iraq? No. Do you want the money used to fix our economy here at home? No. Jobs and education? No. And not occupation. Let's make sure we keep saying it loud and clear. And if you want to go to Gaza with us, our next trip will be at the end of May. Contact us at codepinkalert.org. Let's take hundreds of people to Gaza to show our solidarity and say no to war. Thank you.
You know, it hasn't been easy to build this demonstration. Every day we get up and the corporate newspapers say the war is winding down. But I got up this morning and I read the statement from the Iraq vets. And they said, keep marching until every last troop, every last mercenary is brought home from Iraq. And I read the appeal from the Iraqi trade unionists, needing to steel themselves against the theft of their oil by U.S. corporations. They plead for our solidarity against the criminal plans of Exxon and Washington. In Pakistan, thousands are demonstrating against the regime that is allowing U.S. military drones to bomb and assassinate. And Gaza, my friend just returned from Gaza, where he witnessed those resilient people who refuse to leave their houses in rubble and offer tea to those bringing solidarity.
Occupation is a crime.
For Iraq to Palestine.
Occupation is a crime.
Thank you.
Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
Long live the Intifada!
Long live the Intifada!